I better get those feet tapping, fingers snapping, all hands clapping. Buckle up, gobble some podcorn. It's the Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle. And here we go. Today is a day I would like to start with a moment of silence. Thank you. Thank you to Pat Tillman, who passed on this day, April 22nd, 2004. Thank you to all who give in their service to this great country, to the first responders who give all in our communities. Thank every one of you who have listened to the show and are listening, have told two people because we did it. 5,000 downloads. One small step towards relevant obscurity in the podverse. Hey, I'm going to take it. And we can get to 10,000. Let's get to it. This Monday, mania has long passed around NFL war rooms. It is Panic Monday. It is Earth Day. And there's no need to panic. I believe the Earth is round. Round the sportsverse today we go. There is a lot happening. Here's a fun fact for you. If today is indeed your birthday, you share it with Jack Nicholson and Oppenheimer. Did you know the first Earth Day was in 1970? Have a jelly bean or a jelly belly. It's National Jelly Bean Day. Jelly bellies are jelly beans, right? What's your favorite flavor? More interesting jelly bean facts or fables. It is believed that jelly beans were used as gifts for soldiers in the Civil War. Civil War outgunned Abigail at the box office this weekend. Godzilla X Kong, whatever you want to call that one, third place. I did see Abigail. I have not seen Civil War or the Kong movie. I have heard Civil War is pretty good. I liked Abigail. She's good. I like football. We're in a solid stretch of the sludge of the sports year again, folks. Patiently, we trudge towards football. The draft does what it's supposed to. It injects a little pig skin right into the blood at the right time. At the right time, when we have NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup dreams all running together, Scotty Scheffler and Nelly Korda together dominating golf. I'll say that again. Scotty Scheffler and Nelly Korda together dominating golf. There's this pickleball thing. If we can hit Bed Bath & Beyond, the Lego store, makes for a nice little Monday. Let's take a break and hit the links. In a world where different is normal, introducing the Havoc series from Mavericks Pickleball. Swing different. MavericksPickleball.com. There's a new paddle dropping from Mavericks. Dropping on the court with me this week will be Matt Miller of Mavericks Pickleball. The Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle is all new. Twice a week, all major podcast apps. Earbuds in, podcorn ready. It's back to the show. He led by five with three to go to win four out of his last five. He won a major this year, his second. She has won five consecutive starts, the fifth being the Chevron Championship over the weekend, the LPGA's first major of the year. That is her second major. Nelly Korda and Scotty Scheffler are golf. They are dominating their respective tours and do not show signs of slowing down. We can think about this. Both are in their primes. He's 26, she's 25. Scotty knows his wife is about to have a baby. Who knows when Nelly will want her own? I think when we have two dominators in sports like golf and tennis, my prime examples, it's great. It's great for sports. Slow down, trolls. If you're waking up after 4:20, I know we've seen dominators in the pool like Phelps and Ledecky in other sports. Now, come to think of it, were they at the same time? Unless you're a swim fan, solid movie, we truly only tune in to some of these other individual sports when it is an Olympic year. Serena dominated as the men dominated each other. I'll use Tiger on the course in a moment. Some say the golden era of tennis. Let's think about it. Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, Serena on the women's side. It was Serena against the field. Remember that Gillette commercial back in the day? It was Tiger, Federer, and Jeter. Tiger dominated golf in a way not seen from 1997 to 2008. On the women's side, Anna Kanorsdam, Lorena Ochoa, Michelle Wee, just to name a few. Scheffler, Korda. We start to say either one against the field. In golf, this is important because right now in golf, these two carry their respective tours by playing. The 54 Tour wants to change the way we view golf. It's been plucking golf's best. And I know the shark has swum around the LPGA and opened up some ears. Scotty and Nelly are now doing things that only few in their sport have. And it's tough to keep doing that because of the greats that came before them and the talent that is still all around them. Five in a row for Nelly Korda. Very short list. Scotty goes Masters, Harbortown. Even Eldrick didn't do that double. This week, you're not seeing double at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. It's a fun team event. Everything building to May 16th and the PGA Championship. Well, Scotty takes some time off. It's hilarious hearing announcers during Sunday when it was raining and everything, or even on Saturday. They're already talking. They got to fill time during the broadcast because this guy's just slaying the field. Talking about how the rest of the guys hope Scotty's going to take a little time off when he has, his wife has that baby and maybe they got a chance to win. On the other side, LPGA going to head to LA. The next major is going to be the U.S. Women's Open at Lancaster Country Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And yes, I know the men's PGA. I know where it's being played. Scotty just might not know about Valhalla Beard and Body. You do, and you can use promo code MICK15 to keep that beard and stash championship ready all year round. That's MICK15 at ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. And if you know Scotty, he's welcome on this show. You know, he plays pickleball. I've seen him. If you don't play pickleball, why not? Dinking, smashing, third shot dropping, got pickleball fever, and it's not stopping. It's Pickle and Micka. Pickle and Micka. Pickle and Micka, all right. The fascinating thing about pickleball is there is so much fascinating pickleball happening at any moment now on any given weekend. This past weekend, coast to coast, PPA in LA, and the U.S. Open in Naples, Florida. The U.S. Open is the big one. I know Nationals is coming in November. It's coming right here in Mesa. Hailed as the biggest pickleball party in the world, the week-long event had over 3,000 players last year, so you better get your tickets now for next year's Open. I'm serious. If you plan on going, I would. You're going to have to start to plan your pickle schedule, both as a player, if you're an amateur player, and a fan. The action on the court, awesome. Let me stay in Florida at the U.S. Open for a moment. When I started really paying attention to pickleball, when I started getting into this sport, names like Anna Lee Waters, the Johns brothers, Tyson McGuffin, they stood out right away. These are names you're going to hear. I really paid attention to the fact that this 15-year-old at the time, Anna Lee Whiplash Waters, was winning every tournament. She was winning also with her mom. Pickleball is a generational sport in the fact that you can have an entire generation on the court playing together, having a blast. Lee Waters, been seen mostly on the sidelines as of late due to a knee injury, set her out of big-time tournament play. I don't have any sound to back this up. Sometimes I just don't stick microphone in somebody's face. I did speak with Lee out here at Desert Ridge. I asked her about a comeback, and she's a pro. She gave an answer right from the just have to wait and see playbook. Well played. Safe to say, she made a little comeback with Anna Lee Whiplash. They took home doubles gold at the U.S. Open. Talk about hopping right back in the saddle. Back to that in a moment. let's congratulate the other champs, Jack Foster. Name I have been hearing a lot lately, albeit via the socials, takes the gold at the U.S. Open. Georgia Johnson, women's singles gold. Big shout all the way to the OKC as Jenna Hesser grabs bronze. Jenna has been playing great lately. Great is also Breaking Pickleball, the six-part series from the Orchard and Jigsaw Health. And it's all about the AZ Pickleball League. You can still watch it. They've extended it before they're pitching this thing to Netflix. And I mention that because it is great. And Jenna is doing similar things with her Oklahoma Premier Pickleball League. She's modeling that after what they're doing at the Orchard. And I hope to see this continuing around. Maybe even in your communities, you got to check this stuff out. She tells you all about it in my interview with her and Carol Rolls of the OKC Punishers. You can go check that out. Let's get back on the court. Men's doubles. Folks, the action in men's doubles is on. And the U.S. Open was on CBS Sports Network. J.W. Johnson, Dylan Frazier, grab another gold. They grab U.S. Open gold. This team is fun to watch. They take out Big Dre and Gabe Tardio, another team that will continue to make runs for gold this year as long as they keep playing together. J-Dub and Dylan, they do. And I think Big Dre and Tardio will also. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's Anna Lee Whiplash's haul. She grabs the mixed title, pairing up with JW. How about that pairing? The U.S. Open had a lot of familiar names that you see on the PPA Tour, APP regularly. It was the U.S. Open, for shit's sake. Let's go out to L.A., where the PPA was in town. And I just want to talk about my L.A. women, Rachel Boom Boom Rohrabacher and Anna Bright. Did I say watch out for them? Yes, I did. And I just said how players seem to shift pairings around. They do that a little more than I would like, and it's schedules, etc. I hope these two stay together and keep it rolling. Rolling, thrilling, verbal warnings, all on display in the men's doubles final between the Johns brothers and Tyson Terry McGuffin and Yame Martinez-Vich, my guy, all the way to 5 games. Colin and Ben do get the gold in a mixed thriller. Thomas Wilson and Vivian David, they get past Anna Bright and Ben Johns. Wilson and David are a fantastic team. They've been consistent this year. You know what they want? Waters and Johns. Brooke Buckner, congrats. Pickles for the gold. And in the men's final, Connor Garnett, two-handed slat pickleballs fed around in 3 games. To get his gold. All year, we see new players getting to the top. It's exciting for this game. So keep an eye. I will keep an eye. Is Lee back full-time to play with Anna Lee on the women's side in doubles? Will Ben and Anna Lee reunite and continue to dominate? Will they simply continue? Is there a changing of the guard? The Johns brothers are still the best, yet being tested tournament to tournament. I'm going to have to start dinking to one league, one show, and to one the next. I mean, there is just so much pickleball. PPA, heading Utah, Red Rocks this week. APP, on to Cincinnati. That's going to be May 7th. And you know what else is coming in May. MLP, in Atlanta, people. May 9th, can't wait. NPL, people, this is our league. You know, if you're young like me, first event, May 17th, at Pickle House, I like to say who's in whatever, I can't pronounce that one, Illinois. Stay on the court with me. I'm going to keep you in the know. This sport continues to go so fast. You're not going to want to miss my talk with Mavericks owner Matt Miller coming out later this week. Toilet alert, he was just over in China. He's got a lot of great information on paddle innovation, on the sport. It's going to be great. I thought the Suns were in the NBA playoffs. What am I missing? You don't want to miss anything as I whip around the sportsverse in a palpable frenzy. That was your word of the day. Use it. The frenzy begins right after this. You're listening to the Mickle Pod. Why wouldn't you be? Now back to the show. The longer I have watched the NBA, the more I do not understand why it takes so damn long. The season's too damn long. The players have to be rested because they hardly play anymore. The longer I watch the Phoenix Suns, I wonder, why do they play anymore? Until a way is found to break the Big Shot Bob curse, I do not know a title will ever shine on the Suns. They've tried everything from a wilted Shaqtus to today's roster that somehow looks flat. Maybe if I shun them a bit, they'll wake up. Maybe not. So let's say that LA and Phoenix are out. Laker fans, you know this. What can I see in the West and the East? First, the West. You must beat the champs, and we've seen repeats, Chiefs, UConn. Can that other team in LA stay around this time? The Wolves are howling, and the Wolves are that sexy pick. I know the Thunder roll. They just didn't roll the Pelicans in game one the way I'd like to see a number one seed do it. I know they won, get their 2 days of freaking rest. I just don't think they're ready to win at all. In the East, it's Boston against the field, right? It is, yet it's been that way, and the field usually comes through. New York, the Knicks, Cleveland, are they coming through? Is Giannis healthy? Once again, Bostonians can delight in this time of the year. Two shots at a title, two shots looking good. You got one on the hardwood. Let's hop on the ice.
Blades of Steel.
The race for Lord Stanley Cup is on, and in a year of repeats, you must love Vegas, baby. Though a lot of the experts do not, and easy chat ads, they don't like the Bruins getting out of the first round either. I do not claim to be a puckhead. I do claim to love playoff hockey, and I watch it. So what we're going to do, we're going to roll the 19-sided die and make our cold predictions. Dallas makes the final, only to get rocked like a hurricane by Carolina. The Carolina Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup. Now let's all get the puck out of here. Buckle up for the NFL draft, and Friday we will recap and speculate. Stay safe out there and stay hydrated. I'll see all y'all next time for more.